You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired December 2nd, 2025. Adding to the toolbox to build housing in Kitchener faster, the city has fully endorsed the federal government's new housing design catalog, which makes full off-the-shelf building design plans available free of charge. Further, the city has fast-tracked parts of the application process to make sure that zoning compliance approval is done within 15 days of application and building permit review is completed within 10 days for new builds based on the Housing Design Catalog. In a recent press release from the city, Kitchener Mayor Barry Vrbanovic said, quote, "Together with Kitchener's flexible planning frameworks and resources and Canada's new guide, we're making it easier to build more housing across the city." Unquote. Gregor Robertson, the Federal Minister of Housing and Infrastructure, added, quote, "By drawing on the expertise of Canadian architects, engineers, and designers, and collaborating closely with other orders of government, we are cutting red tape and helping to speed up approvals." Unquote. The press release also claims that the Housing Design Catalog, quote, "aims to make housing more affordable and accessible, providing pre-designed, adaptable housing plans for homeowners and builders, including backyard homes, fourplexes, stacked townhouses, and sixplexes." Unquote. While 50 designs have been released for the entire country, only 7 are directed at the Ontario market, all 7 of which the city has approved for the program. You can check out approved designs on the City of Kitchener's and the CHMC's websites. This show features an interview with Katie Anderle from Kitchener's Housing and Policy Division and Tim Benedict, the Manager of Building in the City's Building Division.
My name's Katie Anderle. I'm a project manager with the City of Kitchener. I work in our Housing and Policy Division, and I've been working over the last number of months on affordable housing projects and supporting some of the CMHC Housing Design Catalog launch here in Kitchener.
My name is Tim Benedict. I'm manager of building for the building division at the City of Kitchener, and I oversee all residential plans exam and building inspections.
The Canadian government has released a design catalog for homes. How will this make housing more affordable in Kitchener?
So the Housing Design Catalog is one of many tools that the federal government is supporting. What it is, it's a range of different types of dwellings and designs for those dwellings that homeowners and other users can use basically off the shelf for the housing design. And the government has prepared the documentation and building permits that then people can use free of charge, but they do have to take it to a designer to make some final design choices to, you know, get the layout going on the site plan. But it definitely helps to make the process easier for somebody who wants to build one of the housing types that CMHC is promoting.
So they have the design ready, but you mentioned they do still have to go to a qualified professional to finalize the plan. So what other work is needed beyond the actual design, the blueprints?
So when they work with a designer and architect, they need to make it lot specific. So they need to site the building on their property, deal with grading and setback requirements. There are some options too. The owner can look at the drawings and say, I want, you know, different cladding, pick their heating system, things like that.
How is supporting this initiative, how is that going to speed up building in Kitchener?
Some of the benefits for homeowners is that they're designs that the city is now familiar with. We've had a chance to take a look at all of the building permit drawings, so we're familiar with them. We're also had a chance early on to review them from a zoning perspective and to confirm that there are many lots in Kitchener where these designs will work from a, you know, lot size perspective, that there's enough space for parking, for setbacks, and all those sorts of things. So we've had a chance to review those, which makes the review a little bit more time effective when the applications are submitted. They also, of course, from a cost perspective, it saves a bit of cost for homeowners in terms of actually having those initial drawings prepared. And then there's a catalog that the CMHC's launched that outlines different options in terms of material. So it helps to make choosing some of those things a little bit easier.
The Ontario design options, there were 7 of them available, but there was like 50 created overall. Can people use options from this catalog from other regions, or is it just the Ontario ones that are being approved here?
I'm going to let Tim weigh in a little bit on this, but each of the different regions in Canada has slightly different building codes. We don't have a national building code yet that everyone draws on, and it relates to some of the different unique things, whether it's climate, and that's those sorts of things that are different in the different provinces and territories. And so the designs that are Kitchener specific are those for Ontario, and they relate to the Ontario Building Code.
There is harmonization happening with the National Building Code across Canada, but Ontario still has an Ontario amendment to the National Code, so we're not all on the same code. And the idea was when the CMHC designed these, they made sure that they were compliant in the regions they designed them for.
How do people get their lots reviewed to see if the builds are possible or to discover other zoning rules for the lot? Is there any change to that process?
So the City of Kitchener, when we launched our four-unit regulations, worked through and created a guide that is specific to additional dwelling units. So six of the designs are what we consider additional dwelling units, whether they're backyard homes or adding a fourplex to your property, that kind of thing. And so those, the process and everything's captured in our guide. And so we worked together with our building division and planning to streamline the process a little to help homeowners walk through the process. And so that guide is going to be really useful for people to, if they're interested in understanding what the zoning regulations are that are for the lot. And of course, people are always welcome to reach out to planning staff as well, and we can help take a look at your property and the zoning that applies to it to help you understand, you know, if it's big enough, if there's going to be enough space, how much parking is required, all of those things that'll go along with it. So the guide is a great starting point to understand what some of those regulations are. And then as a second step, you can always reach out to the city and either in person, by email, or by phone. And we're here to help understand what might work on your lot.
Is there a listing of builders who have committed to building these or are supporting this effort to increase housing?
So I think if you do a quick Google for the area, there are some builders that seem to be specializing in this, but there's no list that we're maintaining as to who they should go to build it.
Waterloo recently announced financial supports for additional dwelling units. Does Kitchener have a program like that as well?
So we are currently exploring a community improvement plan for additional dwelling units, and it's a report that is going to be presented to our council in December, I believe. I was not directly involved, so I really can't comment on the content of that, but it is definitely something that is being pursued right now. And my understanding is that it's to look at development charges and if there's any grants that could be applied to help pay for those development charges that would apply to the fourth unit.
Previously, the government was really hyping like prefabricated homes as a measure to increase home building. Are prefabbed homes or other builds part of these fast track efforts to make sure that housing gets approved and built?
So when you talk about prefab, there's a couple different options there. The Ontario Building Code recognizes modular units built under a CSA standard, which when it's produced in a CSA factory and it comes out of the factory, the building itself is CSA approved, and then we just deal with any of the foundation servicing and commissioning of the unit on site. So there's an opportunity there for the build to go quicker. There's also a two-stage permit that the building code speaks to, and that would be a unit built in a factory, still inspected by the municipality where the factory is, and then once it's delivered to site anywhere in Ontario, that municipality shares their records as to what they inspected in the process until it got shipped out, and then the receiving municipality would take the rest of the inspections on site. So I think there are some opportunities out there. There's, with this housing design catalog, the two-stage permits, the modular CSA stuff, there's lots of options for people to choose when building an ADU.
Are the planning departments, are they excited about this effort? Do you think it'll make a change in our housing situation in the city?
I think it's one more tool in our toolbox. It's something that, you know, builds on our history of the wartime housing and different approaches and different ways to solve the housing crisis. And I think any programs like this one, like some of the, you know, potential funding for ADUs, whether it's for DCs or other things, is all really useful to help support provision of more housing in our communities.
In closing, Katie Anderle adds,
I would just encourage if anyone is interested in using these to reach out to planning staff and building staff. We're here to help. We're really happy to walk you through the process. We know that often when you're building an ADU or if you're making renovations to your home, the first time is maybe probably the only time, or in some cases, the first time is the only time that you've done this. So we're here to help. We really want to make sure that your project is successful, and the earlier that you're able to contact city staff, the more smoothly I think the process will go for you.
That was an interview with Katie Andrel and Tim Benedict from the City of Kitchener. You can check out the approved housing catalog designs on the City of Kitchener's and the CMHC's website. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.